Morning, Paul. Alex Burmistrov has 1 point in 8 games, had a pretty unfortunate turnover the other night. You have Mark O'Dano here. Did you consider making a swap for tonight's game?
In order to do that, somebody has to go into the middle of the ice from this lineup. The first candidate is Matthias, and for me, that's been our best line over 5 games, so I'm not going to change that.
You have talked a little bit about, you know, being careful to yank a guy out after a tough game and, you know, wanting to make sure that, you know, it doesn't get worse as a result of that and maybe giving them an opportunity to fix things. Is that factor in here with Alex?
Sure.
Anybody else?
Myers an option? Out nope. Or option?
Myers is out. Stewart's out. Melchiori is being called up.
Okay, very good. What's the most dangerous element of the Caps team? I know you're focused on your own club, but
their patience. They have enough offensive weapons and firepower, but they give up about 25 shots a night. So they're going to be very, very comfortable playing a good, solid, mindful defensive game. And they know with what you'll get off that defensive game, there's enough there to win hockey games.
How much has their structure changed since Trotz has taken over?
Systems-wise, you know, significantly, it would have brought over what he had run in Nashville. Style of game would be very similar to Nashville, completely different finishing options. Their offensive game is different in terms of what they can do with the puck and what they can do around the net. Barry got a reputation in Nashville for being a real defensive coach. I never understood it because they were on the puck and in your end, and as hard a team to play against defensively as any team in the NHL. They just didn't at the time have a whole lot of finishing weapons, so they don't shoot you and they don't battle you a lot of nights, but they just didn't have a lot of guys that were going to put the puck in the net. Here, he's got a team that can do that, and he's clearly convinced them that being very strong defensively and adhering to roles and, well, I would say even more concepts, you can be successful with it. They had such a great run last year. There's no holes in their team. They've got world-class goaltending. They've got a very deep, solid back end that can play physical or move the puck on you, and their first three lines are as offensive as you want, and their fourth line is going to grind you. So they're as solid a team as there is in the National Hockey League.
What's wrong with Stewart?
I'm sorry?
Stewart, you said he was...
Yeah, lower body.
Okay.
Day-to-day.
What's the biggest challenge for your defense corps with all the moving parts?
Well, we'll have people that wouldn't have played together tonight, and so there's some chemistry that you've got to try to work through and some inexperience back there. They will transition on you so very, very quickly. And there's another layer to their offense, so it's not just drive it at the net and go to the net. They can drive to the net, hit seams. They've got lots of poise with the puck, so secondary reads, reading through the rush to what's coming next is a bit more of an advanced thing than for younger guys. So we'll just have to make sure that we don't force those defensemen into reads that are harder to make, advanced reads. So the fourth guy has to get picked up, the middle lane drive has to be clearly sorted out, and the sticks have to be right on any of those seam passes.
Sticking with defense, Paul, what have you liked about Postman's game since he's been in?
He has been reasonably solid with our core defensively. He's done a better job of those defensive reads. I think his rush reads have been much better. And he's moving quick to the puck. So he's skating to get it quick, does a pretty good job moving the puck.
What's impressed you about him? He's been in and out of the lineup for, you know, he's a Jet 2.0 from the very start. He's had some weird injury troubles. What's impressed you about his character?
He does some things that should be new age relevant to the National Hockey League. He skates exceptionally well, and he can get a puck to the net very well, pulls it across the line as well as most defensemen in the league. What he's always had to kind of work with was trading that off to being strong in his own end and playing well defensively, and I think he's made a real concerted effort this year to bring that first. And you know what? It's a challenge for him. He's been out of the lineup so often. Most of playing defense well, aside from the obvious attributes you have to have physically, is experience, is reading the rush. All that learning the league, who cuts back, who doesn't, who you have to take, get an early body position on, who you can wait on a little bit. Those kind of things come from experience. And for a man of his age, he just hasn't had a lot of in-game experience.
2 years ago, when you guys ran into those injury problems, that was when the team was supposed to fall apart. It kind of came together. And this week, kind of same thing, no practice time, perfect opportunity for the team to fall apart. It seems to be coming together, two wins, and you like that last game. Do you see some similarities between this team and that team, the kind of trial by fire?
It's a completely different dynamic, different group. But what I think I really like this so far, this team's kind of spirit. They've come back the next day after losses in the right frame of mind. They've come back to work, and they've come back talking on the ice. I do think just from moving around, they really like each other and like being around each other. And you worry a little bit when you have so many. You know, last year with three or four guys come in, this year three or four guys come in. How quickly you can get that relationship between the players to bond so they feel like they're playing for each other. And I've liked that. I've liked it an awful lot. Our veteran guys, our captains especially, not especially, our captain's in the lead, but our veteran guys have embraced those young guys. It doesn't feel like there's two teams in your room, the kids hanging out together and the older guys. It doesn't feel like that at all. I think Mark Scheifele being kind of in the middle of that really helps that. Dustin's personality really helps it because he's picking on everybody in the locker room equally. I've liked maybe of all things here this year so far, I've liked what I think is the potential of the spirit of the group. I think that these guys like each other. They like playing here. They like being around each other. And I think that may become our strength.